gospel today tells us that we're always supposed to be prepared, but what got me really thinking was our psalm. Our psalm today is written by David, and it's Psalm 63. In the early days of the church, St. John Chrysostom talks about how they used to read this psalm every morning, like people would do that in their houses in the early days of the church. And a beautiful kind of psalm because it was written by David as he was being pursued and hunted down by Saul. And you remember Saul was the first king and then followed by David, but there was one of those relationships going on there. And a little bit of tension, you might say. And Saul is chasing after David and he's for 4 years this has been going on. And David writes this psalm and he talks about how he's laying down in his bed, thinking about God. I thought maybe that's really a good example for all of us. You know, like I read this thing a while ago that said that 70 million Americans have some type of sleep problem. And people have a real hard time sleeping because they're worried about stuff, they're planning things, they're concerned. The whole world is, all this stuff is going on and blah, blah, blah. And it could be overwhelming. And some people have a very hard time turning their minds off. And that's a big part of the sleep issue that people are having. But maybe this is a good example of not only how to get a good night's sleep, but also how to have a really good, holy, happy life and healthy life. And that is to turn our thoughts to God. Like, I got to thinking, what's my, like, first thought every day? What's your first thought every day? Like, when you wake up and the alarm goes off, like, what is the first thing that goes into your mind? Like, it's an interesting question to kind of reflect on a little bit. Because what it got to be is God. What it should be is God. Like, but no, I find myself, if I'm perfectly honest, that I wake up very often thinking about all the things that I got to do today. You know, oh, I got to do this, got to do that. Or I wake up with some fear, something that is kind of some cloud that I'm expecting to be over my head during the day. Well, what if, like, probably a much healthier, happier, holier way to start a day would be to say, good morning, Jesus. Thank you for another day of life. How can I serve you today? Like, how simple, but how hard. But that's the challenge. And then the other side of the day, another challenge, that the last thoughts of our day would be about God. Just like our psalmist, King David, who wasn't quite king yet, but there he was, laying in bed, thinking about all these things, but then he turns his heart and his mind to God. And that's a happy way to end a day. And such that, and it's like, that's my encouragement, is that first thoughts of the day, Jesus. Last thoughts of the day, Jesus. And everything else in between is sanctified by all of that. You know, like, I was thinking about, two of my own parishioners there in Shelbyville. One of them, I just talked to him today. He's in late 40s and was on a ventilator for 12 days with the COVID. And, I mean, it was like touch and go, you know, we were really scared. And we finally woke up. I'm an English major too, by the way. When he finally woke up, I asked his wife, I said, because she was on the FaceTime, you know, and I said, what were his first words to you? And she said, well, he said, hola, amor, you know, which is hello, love. And then he said, what about my holy hours? Because this man every day does a holy hour in our perpetual adoration chapel at 3 a.m. And like, that's when he woke up, his first thought after being out of it for over 12 days, his first thought is Jesus. How cool is that? That should be us after our 8 hours of sleep or after our 5 hours or whatever it is. But when we wake up, it's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. How can I serve you today? How can I love you today? The other one that I'm thinking about, her name is Alice. Alice is 95 years old. She just passed on 2 days ago. She died of the virus. Alice, her whole life was the church. Like, I look at the pillars at my parish, and I think that one of them is Alice. Because this lady, her whole life was that church. Her whole life was Jesus. And I have no doubt in my mind that this lady, her thoughts in the morning were God, and her thoughts at the end of the day were God, and everything else was sanctified because of that. And think about that. The rest of the readings are about death. And how cool, if we live in that kind of union with Jesus, that we're walking so close with Him, hand in hand, like every day, where our first thoughts are Him, our last thoughts are Him, and when we walk like hand in hand with our Lord, and like no matter what He asks of us, like we do because He's there and we're talking to Him all the time, and like it's not just an hour on Sunday thing, or it's everything, and then we get to that point like Alice. When Jesus says, you know what? You're closer to my home than yours. Come with me. And then, death is no big thing. No big deal. And it's not a big deal because for us Christians who are baptized into the resurrection, which is Jesus, no such thing as death. C.S. Lewis said there's no such thing as the word goodbye for a faithful Christian because we are alive in Him who is the resurrection, who is the life. And when we live in that kind of a constant union, to live in the presence of Jesus changes everything. And I will always remember that because vivir en la presencia del Señor. When I went to Guatemala, I knew no Spanish. And 3 weeks after I got there, I went to daily mass every day. I was a seminarian trying to learn Spanish. And I actually understood the homily. And it made me so happy. And the homily that I understood was, necesitamos vivir siempre en la presencia del Señor. We always have to live in the presence of Jesus, of God. And when we do that, it changes every bloody thing. Everything. All the saints became saints because their first thought was Jesus, their last thought was Jesus, and everything in between was Jesus. And that's that way that is for us to become saints too. And holy smokes, does the world need a saint now? We all, it always probably needs saints, but, Folks, I guess that's my thought of the day. And as the vocation director, I have to just tell you that when I fell in love with Jesus here, but I also fell in love with a young woman. And, when we're in that close of a thing with Jesus, when He puts something on us on our heart, there's no escaping it. And there's no wanting to escape it. So if you've ever thought about priesthood, give it some thought and prayer. If you've ever thought about religious life, give it some thought and prayer. If you haven't, you probably should think about it and pray about it. I'm not here to make a priest and a nun out of everybody by any means. But I'm here to tell you that a good relationship with Jesus Christ will change everything. And if He is calling you to something like that, then that kind of a relationship will do amazing things. Let's ask our Lord. My encouragement for the day is this. Make Jesus your first thought and your last thought, and everything else will fall into place. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.